Welcome to the Visionary Christian Church radio program. Thank you for tuning in. Today we're going to talk about being followers of God as dear children. And before we start, let's pray. Father God, we come to you now, Lord, and we ask you to give us what we need to learn today. And let your word burn in our hearts and in our minds, in the name above all names, in the name of Jesus, amen. Be ye followers of God as children. Ephesians 5:1 says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Followers in the Greek means be ye imitators, followers of God, that ye put off the concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man which after God is created in righteousness and truth. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God as a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication in all uncleanliness or covetousness, let it not be named among you, as becometh saints. The word fornication in the Greek means harlotry. Figuratively, idolatry, fornication. Uncleanliness in the Greek means impurity, physically or morally unclean. Covetousness means insatiable, to hoard wealth, greed for riches. That is, by implication, fraudulency, extortion, covetous practices, and greediness. Let it not be named among you. I must be free from harlotry, uncleanness. Why? In Romans 6:1 says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How can I take God's grace in vain and be made new and go back to a life of sin, knowing that he gave his son for a sacrifice? How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Romans 6:3 says, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Let me tell you something, friends. When the Lord says, Ephesians 5:3, he says, but you become as saints. Praise God, that we are saints in the kingdom of heaven. But not let any of these unclean things, let it not be named among you. Look, friends, there are days when we must look hard into the mirror. I have to look hard and see if I am in the will of our Father. You know, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into his death, that Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also should walk in the newness of life and not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Ephesians 5:7 says, be not ye therefore partakers with them that do evil. 2 Corinthians chapter 6:7, I believe, says, do not be unequally yoked with non-believers. For what does darkness have to do with light? You can't be a Christian and go to the bar and get drunk and take God's grace in vain. You cannot keep doing it. If you keep doing it, then you're going to fall under Hebrews chapter 12, which would be the chastisement of the Lord. And let me read that to you. Turn, if you will, to Hebrews chapter 12. We'll start from 12:10 to 12:17. For they verily for a few days chastened. Now let's go back some more. From 12:5 to 17. It says, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint, keyword, nor faint when you are rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Okay? And the chasten is getting your butt whipped. And scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Now think about that word scourge. Remember in the Passion of the Christ when they used the scourge on Jesus in the movie? That's a scourge. He will scourge your spirit. He knows how to bend a knee, and he knows how to change somebody. And if that person's not willing to change and hear that small, still voice, then sometimes they will die in their sin. Now, no chastening for the present seemed to be joyous, but grievous nevertheless afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised, here's the word, exercised thereby. So the Lord himself, when he puts his eyeball on you, he'll exercise you, he'll scourge you, and he'll whip you until you bend your knee and you come to Jesus. Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. Ephesians 5:4 says, let neither filthiness nor foolish talk nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. You know, friends, I can remember very clearly when I was a child of disobedience. I remember his wrath, his chastisement. I remember the pain of it. That is why he says, be not ye therefore partakers with them. You know, I remember when I was taking my walk, and let me tell you, I was a backslider. I was the chief backslider. And I was going to and fro, and let me tell you something. I had a heavenly dose of Hebrews chapter 12. And I remember the pain and the suffering and the scourging that the Lord brought upon me to get me. He didn't hand me over to get be destroyed. And I praise the Lord for that because, you know what, I deserve to be destroyed. I was never any good. I was a bad person. But the Lord saw the good in me. Listen to this. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness. The question here is, do you remember when you were in darkness? You know, I look back at my life. You know, a lot of you people in Florida know me, my reputation, and who I was. And I remember that darkness, and I remember the man I was. I was a man on belt bent on destruction, and I couldn't. You know, people would say that I'd either end up dead or in jail, or you know, somebody would murdered But I remember that darkness, and I look back in hindsight, and I could see the Lord's hand. You know, he'd let me just get to so far, and then he'd pull me away from danger. He'd whip me the whole time. But I chose that. I chose that. You know, we have free will. We can choose right or wrong, good or bad. And I chose those things. But also I can see the Lord's hand in hindsight and how he corrected me and exercised me from the evil ways that I was. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now you are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, my friends, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge and understanding, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according as he hath chosen us, listen up guys, chosen us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. You know, he knew us before the world was here. He knew the plan that he has for your life before this earth was here. Now you got to wrap your head around that. Think about it. From the moment you were conceived, because he knit you together in your mother's womb, he knew you way before that even happened. Glory be to God. Let me tell you something. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. You know, folks, you know, I think about that movie, The Passion of Christ. And you know that the heavenly host was there? And all Jesus had to do is speak us out of existence. But here we still are. God Almighty led to the slaughter for you, for me. Oh, there's redemption in the blood, and I'm living proof there's a God. If anybody that knew me from before knows I was something else. Wherein, Ephesians 1:8, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom, all prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. In whom also having we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. And that's why the Lord said, let it not be named among you. Be a follower of God. You know, some of you have addiction problems. I had addiction problems. I remember them. But there is a God that he could change you and give you a peace and that surpasses all understanding. I'm living proof of it, folks. All you got to do is look my name up on mugshots. I'm right there. You can see all my history right there. Well, not all of it, but the worst part of it. I got a friend of mine that he's going through a hard time right now. And I pray to the Lord that he finally finds God through this whole ordeal. And 6 years ago, I'm not going to say his name, but 6 years ago, he had Gideon's Bible in his pocket. And that was the start. And I believe by the trial that he's getting ready to go through, which is a good one, and it's a big one, I believe the Lord has his attention. And I pray that the Lord be merciful to him. Ephesians 1:13 says, in whom ye also trusted after ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Whose salvation? Your salvation. In whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Sealed. There is no power in the earth, below the earth, or in the universe that could take you out of the love of Jesus Christ. God's real, folks. He loves you. You know, some of you guys are afraid about what your friends are going to say. Let me tell you something. If you're walking, you want to find God and you start going to church and you've got a friend that says, oh, you want to become a Bible thumper. Well, you know what? Any friend worth anything would respect that belief. It wouldn't say anything to you. And if that person continues to mock you, get rid of them. When I moved out, I had the U.S. Customs search my house. And after that, in 22 hours, I moved. I was done. And I said to myself, I'm not going to become a statistic. And I said some prophetic things to my mother before I left. This is a long time ago, folks. This is back in 98. And I said that this is not the plan that God has for me. I didn't know what his plan was, but I went in the direction of God. And, you know, some people said, oh, because I was afraid to get busted. It had nothing to do with it. I was tired of that garbage life. And that's what it was, garbage. I had a forensic psychologist that works for the Phoenix PD tell me that I was one in a million able to leave that life. No, it wasn't me. It was just God. You know, I can't do nothing without him. I start my day, I surrender my day first thing in the morning to the Lord, and I let go and I let God. And some of you guys out there that haven't, you know, been wanting to go to church or, you know, wanting to get to know God, you need to go out there and you need to do it. No matter what anybody says, wife, husband, friend, you know, it doesn't matter. It's your salvation on the line. Because when you're dead, hey, folks, you know, you're going to go up to the great white throne of judgment. We'll do that one next time. I think I'm going to do next week a sermon on what is required of pastors and deacons so that when you are at a church and they have to be accountable to God first and to themselves. Be ye followers of God. That goes for everybody. That goes for me. That goes for my friends. You know, people I hang around with. Surround yourself with people from church. Good, positive people. If you're around negative people, let me tell you something. One bad apple spoils the bushel. Ephesians 1:14 says, which is an earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Friends, today I ask you to look hard into the mirror and ask yourself, am I truly a follower of God? And if there's things in your life that doesn't seem acceptable to the Lord, then I recommend that you cut that out. Cut it out of your life. Get right with God. Folks, you don't know when you're going to die. You know, I read a story the other day. 26-year-old man. Okay, I'm an electrician. He isn't. Or he wasn't. And he was cleaning his workstation. He was a carpenter. He had a table saw. And when he went to clean the cord, and the motor on this was 480 volts. And anybody, you guys know what that is. That's a lot of juice right there. And he was by himself in an area. Well, they found him slumped over. And when they went to touch him, they got electrocuted. And it killed him. And I wonder if he had his salvation. There was another guy I read, because, you know, I'm a plant electrician. Another guy I read, he was leaning over, he was leaning on top of a conveyor belt. And the conveyor didn't have any safety system. He was working on a box or whatever, and the conveyor kicked on, threw him right into an industrial dryer and killed him. You know, did he have his salvation? You guys see it all, death all around you. All you got to do is stand still and look. It's all over the place. Go down to the hospital. They're prime full of it. Get yourself right with God. Remember what Jesus said. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened to you. You know, I like to say thank you to the Lord to give me the privilege to sit here and speak to you out of my heart. I preach to myself, folks. I need this just as much as anybody else. And I'll tell you, if any of you have not confessed Jesus, all you got to do is repeat after me. Father God, I confess I'm a sinner. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus, come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. If you prayed that prayer, you get to a Bible-believing church and get yourself baptized. Okay? The sinner's prayer is not in the Bible in one area, but if you take all the scripture that is there, the sinner's prayer is actually there. And confess Jesus, make him the Lord of your life, and I promise you on the authority given to me by him, tell you these things, that he will give you a life that you can't possibly imagine. You know, check it out. If the Lord is willing, and I pray that the Father will help me. In November, I have a trip planned to Africa for the Kingdom of God Church here in. I thank Pastor Bob for allowing me to be part of his church. And he uses me to preach and wiki up. And I'm going to have him on this show one of these days, and we'll do a Q&A or something like that. But he's a real, real good man. And I look forward to doing that show with them. Folks, you know, before, I got 4 minutes left on my show here. And, you know, I wish, I pray to God that somebody out there hears this and gives your heart to Jesus. You can do it right where you're at. Just do it. I mean, what a life. Do you know the Lord gets a hold of you in a way that you cannot stop talking about the joy and what he's done in your life when you follow him? He's an awesome God. And you know what? He's a protector of his children, too. Here's a great thing. So just so you know what kind of God you have. You have a God that would chastise you, scourge you, straighten you out. But you got a God that will protect you. The Bible says that you cause any of my little ones to stumble, it's better for you to tie a large millstone around your neck and cast in the furthest part of the ocean. Now, folks, I want you guys to wrap your head around this before I sign off here. How much pressure is in the deepest part of the ocean? Think about that. And what kind of wrath will fall on the person that causes one of his little ones to stumble? Wherever that is, I don't want to be in them shoes. I'll tell you that right now. May the Lord keep you and bless you. And I thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.